Greg Romini never expected to become a cheesemaker, but as he shows off his milking barn, it's clear that it's become a calling.
I'm the founder and the owner of Romini Mozzarella in Tomales, California. I transform what I think is luxurious water buffalo milk into one of the most sought-after cheeses in the world.
Romini worked for years in the software industry, but it wasn't meant to last.
I tired of a career in the Silicon Valley. It just got boring to me. And I quit everything. And I said, I'm going to make a big change and make the next 20 years way more exciting than the last 20. I did not have a business idea. It was my brother-in-law and sister-in-law that basically came up with the idea. They just simply said to me, how come the Americans don't make buffalo mozzarella?
Now Craig and his wife Audrey own 36 water buffalo and are, they believe, the only farmstead buffalo mozzarella operation in the country. Otherwise, the cheese mostly comes from Italy. Part of the reason the style is so rare, Romini says, is that to do it well takes complete dedication to detail. Mediocre mozzarella? That's easy.
You can fall out of bed and make that. But to make this big, huge, juicy, soft ball of mozzarella with just the right taste profile, like the perfect reflection of the milk, that is really hard. I found that out. I threw away 1,000 pounds.
That was a few years ago, back in the early days of the business. Now, having studied with master Italian cheesemakers, he's very proud of what he's producing.
Buffalo mozzarella is notably juicy and fresh dairy tasting with a slight subtle tang in the background, almost grassy, yogurty kind of tang. It's very subtle.
And it's that subtle, delicate tang that many local chefs are eager to buy and serve. The public can also taste the cheese directly on site during tours on Saturdays. Romini sees his business as part of a larger movement, one in which cheese consumers are looking for unique, high-end, locally made products.
People dig that cheese has a terroir, almost like wine. And you can go visit these places now, see the animals, see how the product's made.
Visitors also get to meet the animals.
Go around the mud.
Water buffalo are big, with distinctive backward-curving horns. They're also surprisingly friendly. As we approach the herd, curious young ones are the first to trot up, each named after a favorite rock star.
Here come the babies. They're like, are you going to be petting us? Hi there. Come on. This is little Bob Dylan. This is Dionne Warwick. Michael Stipe. This is Lulu. That's little Bonnie Raitt. What is it? Here comes Sting. He's a bull. Are you going to give her a headbutt? Huh? Like bulls do? Huh? Yeah.
Romini is interested in expanding his herd and selecting for the shaggy Mediterranean look that's known for producing great milk. That, in a few years, is where Sting will come in. In Tomales, I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.